Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from Isaiah chapter 12. Again, that is Isaiah chapter 12, and I'll read that for us. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted, sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Amen. I think one of the coolest things about reading the book of Isaiah is seeing how much it alludes to Jesus. The Old Testament as a whole, of course, points to Jesus, but I think Isaiah especially has a lot of this, and this passage today in Isaiah 12 is no exception. In verse 1, it says, For though you were angry with me, your anger turned away. And today, we know that God's anger toward us is turned away because his anger was fully satisfied as Jesus bore it on his shoulders. Verse 2 says, Behold, God is my salvation, implying that this worshiper knows that salvation is not from his own doing, but by God's grace, which is manifested in Jesus. So from this, we know that the grace of God through Jesus was the plan of God from the very beginning. And with that in mind, today's passage is all about declaring that the Lord is our strength and our joy. And the reason he is these things is because he is our salvation. Knowing that the Lord is our salvation, I think, is the key to making him our strength and our joy. In this short six-verse passage, the idea of salvation comes up three times. First, in the beginning of verse 2, which says, Behold, God is my salvation. Then again at the end of that verse, He has become my salvation. And then in verse 3, With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Salvation cannot be overstated enough. It's the single greatest gift that humanity could ever receive. And God has given it to us completely free of charge when we place our faith in Christ. And deeply understanding and receiving God's salvation leads to a number of things that we see here in this passage. His salvation leads us to thanksgiving. Verse 1 says, I will give thanks to you. And verse 4 says, Give thanks to the Lord. His salvation also leads us to trust. Verse 2, I will trust and I will not be afraid. And lastly, his salvation leads us to praise, a joyful praise. Verses 5 and 6 say, Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Thinking about the gravity of salvation, I think it's only natural that it leads to thanksgiving and trust and joyful praise. A couple of weeks ago, I was driving in my car. It was a pretty mundane day. I forgot exactly what I was doing, but I was running some errands and I was on my way back home, and the song Blessed Assurance came on. And at the time, I wasn't really paying attention to the music I was listening to. But all of a sudden, when that song came on, in that moment, the Holy Spirit opened up my ears and my heart to this song. And I began welling up in tears. And tears just started flowing from my eyes. And I was like, what is going on? Why am I crying all of a sudden in the middle of the highway? And I realized God was restoring in me the joy of salvation. Let me just read the lyrics to this song. It says, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit and washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long." This was such a sweet time with the Lord in my car. And as I was worshiping, I naturally began to do the things that we see here in today's passage. I began to give thanks to God, not only for salvation, but also for every minute blessing he began opening my eyes to. I also started to declare my trust in him, trust that he is my salvation, trust that he hears every prayer that I pray, trust that he is God. And lastly, I was joyfully praising him. I was shouting this song at the top of my lungs with one hand on the steering wheel and the other completely outstretched, with tears streaming down my face. And I probably looked super weird to the other drivers next to me, but none of that mattered. Praising him was just so joyful. Maybe some of us have lost that heart of thanksgiving, the heart of trust and joyful praise to the Lord. And if that's the case, let's begin to remember. Remember the joy of salvation, that God has turned his anger away from us. Remember that he is our comfort and our strength, that we do not have to be afraid. God's salvation is our greatest security. And as we remember this, let's sing and shout for joy to him. Let's pray. Lord, we want to remember the joy of salvation today. You are a God who is so merciful that you offer us your salvation, which leads to life with you. And I pray that this reality of salvation would strike our hearts and cause us to find strength and joy in the Lord. May we build a lifestyle of joyful praise to you, whether we're working at our jobs, building relationships with our friends and our family and neighbors, strangers, or whether we're singing actual songs. Whatever we're doing, Lord, may all of this be joyful praise to you. God, in our remembrance of who you are, your good character, your mercy, as we find strength in you and as we give joyful praise to you, Lord, may you be pleased with all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.